状感染者，河南省夹县星期三宣布全面实行封村封小区措施。网上流出的文件指出，所有村小区均只能保留一个出入口，所有人员要凭证件出入，测量体温，佩戴口罩，三者缺一不可。文件还说，需要居家隔离的人员要全部居家隔离，并需从严格落实隔离措施，必要的可以张贴封条。河南省漯河市3月28日报告了一例新增新冠肺炎本地确诊病例。当地政府表示，这名感染者曾与夹县的医生有过接触，后经新冠检测，这几名医生的检测结果均呈阳性，但他们没有表现出任何症状。无症状感染者存在着传播风险，中国国家卫健委表示，目前处于观察期的无症状新冠肺炎病人有1367例。但据香港南华早报报道，中国政府内部文件显示，在今年2月底，这类感染者的总数超过 4.3 万人。美国情报委员会的一份机密报告显示，中国隐瞒了境内新型冠状病毒的严重程度。三名美国官员向彭博社证实，这份报告已经交给了白宫。报告得出的结论是，中国政府对新型冠状病毒病例总数和中国死于该病毒的人数都存在瞒报。新型冠状病毒疫情于2019年底在中国湖北省爆发，中国公开报告的病例约为 8.2 万例，死亡人数为3300人。本月早些时候，中国宣布武汉市新增确诊病例首次实现零报告。相比之下，据约翰斯霍普金斯大学汇编的数据，美国已经有超过20万例病人，超过4400人死亡。然而外界对于中国公布的数据仍然有相当大的怀疑。中国政府曾多次修订病例统计方法，连续几周将无症状感染者排除在外，直到本周才公布超过1500例无症状感染者。一名美国众议院众议员呼吁美国国务院调查三名试图揭露武汉疫情真相的中国公民记者失踪事件。来自印第安纳州的共和党众议员吉姆·班克斯在日期为3月31日的信中请求美国政府调查方斌、陈秋实和李泽华。据报道，他们三人在网上公布了自己拍摄的有关武汉疫情的视频后失去音讯。他们的视频显示了拥挤的医院和堆入巴士的尸体。班克斯写道，所有三人都明白独立报道中国新冠病毒所承受的个人风险，但他们还是这样去做了。他说，他们三人被中国当局监禁，甚至情况可能更糟。他在推文中还说，在我们对这次疫情起源和中共随后的掩盖调查的一部分，美国应当向中国政府施加压力，来找到这些记者并保证他们的安全。人权团体要求中国立即停止借抗议之名打压网上的言论自由，释放在疫情期间被拘押的公民记者和敢言的批评人士。中国人权捍卫者4月1日发布调查报告说，中国借抗议之名拘留并强迫失踪独立记者和批评人士，封锁独立报道，删除网上关键信息，监督媒体，阻碍信息分享，并惩治吹哨人等，加紧镇压网络言论自由。报告批评中国实施的网上监控也对政府最初掩盖疫情的努力发挥了重要作用，导致延缓紧急反应和人员丧生。报告说，中国公安部在2月21日宣布对5111起编造和故意散布虚假有害信息的案件进行了处理或惩治，但没有公布细节。中国人权捍卫者根据公开报道和政府文件记录了其中的897起案件，罪名包括传播不实信息、扰乱公共秩序、泄露公民隐私、煽动颠覆国家政权和寻衅滋事等。其中传播不实信息、扰乱公共秩序占比高达 93%。
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Moore. Welcome to Functioning in Business.
各位听众好，我是杨晨，欢迎收听商务通英语。
Functioning in Business is an intermediate-level business English course with a focus on American business practices and culture.
商务通英语是中等程度的商务英语课程。课程题材以美国的商务实践和文化为主，通过电台播音室里的采访和绘画讲授美国英语。
Today's unit is Making an Appointment, Part 1. This program focuses on telephone language and making an appointment.
今天这一课的题目是电话预约第一部分，重点讲打电话约时间见面应当使用什么语言。
Interview
电话采访。今天接受采访的是国际机器人公司的 Charles Blake 先生。
On today's program, I'll be talking with Charles Blake. Mr. Blake is traveling on business and has agreed to talk with us by phone. Welcome, Mr. Blake.
Hello.
The last time you were here, we talked about your trip to San Francisco.
That's right. I went to San Francisco to meet with Michael Epstein of Advanced Technologies.
What did you do after you checked into your hotel?
I called Mr. Epstein from my hotel room. I wanted to meet with him as soon as possible.
Well, today, we're going to listen to your conversation with Mr. Epstein.
Okay.
Blake 先生上次到旧金山一住进饭店就打电话给先锋技术公司的 Epstein 先生。我们再听听这段对话。
On today's program, I'll be talking with Charles Blake.Mr. Blake is traveling on business and has agreed to talk with us by phone. Welcome, Mr. Blake.
Hello.
The last time you were here, we talked about your trip to San Francisco.
That's right. I went to San Francisco to meet with Michael Epstein of Advanced Technologies.
What did you do after you checked into your hotel?
I called Mr. Epstein from my hotel room. I wanted to meet with him as soon as possible.
Well, today, we're going to listen to your conversation with Mr. Epstein.
Okay.
Dialogue.
对话录音。下面我们来听 Blake 先生的一段电话交谈。
Let's listen in while Mr. Blake calls Advanced Technologies to speak to Mr. Epstein.
这段对话的内容是 Blake 先生从他住的世杰饭店打电话给先锋技术公司，要和 Epstein 先生对话。下面是接线员常说的两句话。
I'll put you through.
我这就给你接通。
I'll put you through. Mr. Blake is on the line.
这句话有两种意思。如果是 Blake 打电话找人，那么这句话的意思就是，有一位 Blake 先生正在电话中等着和您说话。如果 Blake 是打电话的人要找的人，那么这句话的意思就是 Blake 先生现在正在跟别人通话。
Mr. Blake is on the line.
下面就请听这次电话交谈。
Advanced Technologies, may I help you?
Yes, this is Charles Blake from International Robotics. I'd like to speak with Mike Epstein, please.
Just a minute, and I'll put you through.
Epstein.
Mr. Epstein, I have a Mr. Blake from International Robotics on the line.
Okay, thanks. Mr. Blake. Hello, Mr. Epstein. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Great.
How was your trip?
I had a nice flight, and it was on time.
When did you get into San Francisco?
I just arrived a few moments ago.
Say, when shall we get together?
Well, I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting for tomorrow sometime.
I'll tell you what. I'm free after 11 o'clock. How's that sound?
That sounds fine with me.
Blake 先生和 Epstein 先生准备什么时候见面呢？我们再听一遍。请特别注意打电话找人使用的语言。
Advanced Technologies, may I help you?
Yes, this is Charles Blake from International Robotics. I'd like to speak with Mike Epstein, please.
Just a minute, and I'll put you through.
Epstein?
Mr. Epstein, I have a Mr. Blake from International Robotics on the line.
Okay, thanks. Mr. Blake.
Hello, Mr. Epstein. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Great.
How was your trip?
I had a nice flight, and it was on time.
When did you get into San Francisco?
I just arrived a few moments ago.
Say, when shall we get together?
Well, I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting for tomorrow sometime.
I'll tell you what. I'm free after 11 o'clock. How's that sound?
That sounds fine with me.
Variations. Listen to these variations.
词句代换。下面我们来听一些词句的变换说法。
May I help you?
How can I help you?
This is Charles Blake from International Robotics.
This is Charles Blake of International Robotics.
I'd like to speak with Mike Epstein, please.
Could I please speak to Mike Epstein?
Just a minute and I'll put you through.
One moment, I'll connect you.
I have a Mr. Blake from International Robotics on the line.
Mr. Blake of International Robotics would like to speak with you. Interview.
下面请继续听 Elizabeth 采访 Blake 先生。
Mr. Blake, let's talk about your conversation with Mr. Epstein. Do you think the conversation went well?
Yes, I do. I wanted to meet with him as soon as possible, and we were able to set up a meeting for the next day, Tuesday. I was looking forward to talking with him.
I see. Thank you very much for being on our show.
It's been my pleasure.
Let's take a short break. Mr. Blake, let's talk about your conversation with Mr. Epstein. Do you think the conversation went well?
Yes, I do. I wanted to meet with him as soon as possible, and we were able to set up a meeting for the next day, Tuesday. I was looking forward to talking with him.
I see. Thank you very much for being on our show.
It's been my pleasure.
Let's take a short break.
Questions.
问答练习。
Listen to the question.
下面请大家根据前面听过的对话来回答问题。先请听提问。
What company does Mr. Blake work for?
Now, listen to the dialogue.
再听一段刚才听过的对话，然后回答问题。
Advanced Technologies, may I help you?
Yes, this is Charles Blake from International Robotics. I'd like to speak with Mike Epstein, please.
What company does Mr. Blake work for? He works for International Robotics.
Listen to the question.
下面请听提问。
Who would Mr. Blake like to speak with?
Now, listen to the dialogue.
再听一段刚才听过的对话。然后回答 Elizabeth 的问题。
Advanced Technologies, may I help you?
Yes, this is Charles Blake from International Robotics. I'd like to speak with Mike Epstein, please.
Just a minute, and I'll put you through.
Who would Mr. Blake like to speak with? He'd like to speak with Mr. Epstein.
Culture Tips.
文化点滴。这一节我们要回答的问题是，在打电话给一个大公司的时候，应该怎样和接电话的人沟通？我们先熟悉几个词句。
Receptionist
接待员。
Receptionist To call
打电话。
To call To answer the phone
接电话。
To answer the phoneI'm returning his call.
我再给他回电话。
I'm returning his call. The receptionist will put you on hold.
接待员会让你等着，别挂电话。
The receptionist will put you on hold.
这时候接待员会用另一条线和你要找的人联系，所以你听不到他们的对话，只能听到音乐或什么也听不到。
Hello again. We're here with Gary Angleton, our business language expert. Let's look at our email questions, Gary.
All right.
We have an interesting question today about using telephones in business. A listener writes, when I make a telephone call to a big company, what should I say to the person who answers the phone?
That is a very good question. At big companies, the people who answer the telephones are called receptionists.You have to tell the receptionist who you are and who you want to speak with. You may also have to give some information about the purpose of the call.
Could you explain that again?
Sure. Here are the three things you should do. First, be sure to identify yourself and the name of your company. Use the expression, this is. For example, when I call, I say, this is Gary Angleton from Culture Tips.Next, tell the receptionist who you want to speak to. The best way to say it is, I would like to speak to, and then the person's name.
That's not so difficult.
Then you can give some information about the purpose of your call. This is especially important if the person may not remember who you are. For example, you could say, I met him in Hong Kong last year, and he suggested I call when I came to town.
Yes, that makes sense.
One more tip.If the person called you first, be sure to say, I'm returning his call. That tells the receptionist that the person wants to talk to you.
What happens next?
After you give your information, the receptionist will put you on hold. That means that you have to wait while the receptionist tries to find the person. The receptionist will usually say, please hold, or one moment, please. While you are on hold, you may hear some music,or just a period of silence. Don't hang up.
Thanks, Gary. That was very helpful.
I'm always glad to help.
In 大公司一般都有总机，负责接电话、转电话的人是这个公司的接待员。你首先要向这位接待员清楚地介绍你自己。
This is Gary Angleton from Culture Tips.
告诉他你打电话的目的。
I would like to speak to...
如果你是给这个公司的人回电话，一定要告诉接待员。
I'm returning his call.
这样接待员就明白是他们公司的人在找你。接待员在帮你找人的时候会说
Please hold.
或
One moment, please.
让你稍后。下面我们再听听 Gary 的解释。
Hello again. We're here with Gary Angleton, our business language expert. Let's look at our email questions, Gary.
All right.
We have an interesting question today about using telephones in business. A listener writes, when I make a telephone call to a big company, what should I say to the person who answers the phone?
That is a very good question. At big companies, the people who answer the telephones are called receptionists.You have to tell the receptionist who you are and who you want to speak with. You may also have to give some information about the purpose of the call.
Could you explain that again?
Sure. Here are the three things you should do. First, be sure to identify yourself and the name of your company. Use the expression, this is. For example, when I call, I say, this is Gary Angleton from Culture Tips.Next, tell the receptionist who you want to speak to. The best way to say it is, I would like to speak to, and then the person's name.
That's not so difficult.
Then you can give some information about the purpose of your call. This is especially important if the person may not remember who you are. For example, you could say, I met him in Hong Kong last year, and he suggested I call when I came to town.
Yes, that makes sense.
One more tip.If the person called you first, be sure to say, I'm returning his call. That tells the receptionist that the person wants to talk to you.
What happens next?
After you give your information, the receptionist will put you on hold. That means that you have to wait
while the receptionist tries to find the person. The receptionist will usually say, "Please hold," or "One moment, please." While you are on hold, you may hear some music or just a period of silence. Don't hang up.
Thanks, Gary. That was very helpful.
I'm always glad to help.
Sentence completion.
完成句子的练习.
Listen. Complete the sentence.
请大家先听一句没有完成的句子, 然后把它完成.
A person who answers telephones is called a receptionist. A person who answers telephones is called a receptionist. In a business call, the first thing you should do is to identify yourself. In a business call, the first thing you should do is to identify yourself. After you give your information, the receptionist will put you on hold. After you give your information, the receptionist will put you on hold.
Business dialogue.
商务对话. 请听一位工商界女士打电话和对方约时间见面。我们先来熟悉几个词句。
Arrange a meeting.
约时间会面。
Arrange a meeting. There are several matters I'd like to discuss with you.
有几件事情想跟你讨论一下。There
are several matters I'd like to discuss with you. What time would be convenient?
什么时间合适?
What time would be convenient? Convenient.
便利、合适、方便。这个词的拼法是 C-O-N-V-E-N-I-E-N-T. 现在请听对话。
Let's listen to today's business dialogue. We'll hear a businesswoman calling to make an appointment.
Weber Industries, may I help you?
Yes, this is Roberta Milton.
This is Sam Bliss speaking. How are you, Miss Milton?
Fine, and you?
Just fine, thank you.
I'm calling to see if we can arrange a meeting. There are several matters I'd like to discuss with you.
Okay. When would be convenient?
Could we meet tomorrow?
Yes, that's possible. What time would be convenient?
How about 2:30?
Fine. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Me too. Okay, in your office at 2:30 tomorrow, right?
Right. See you then.
See you tomorrow. I'm calling to see if we can arrange a meeting.
我这次打电话是想商量一下我们能不能约时间见面。我们再听一遍对话。Let's
listen to today's business dialogue. We'll hear a businesswoman calling to make an appointment.
Weber Industries, may I help you?
Yes, this is Roberta Milton.
This is Sam Bliss speaking. How are you, Miss Milton?
Fine, and you?
Just fine, thank you.
I'm calling to see if we can arrange a meeting. There are several matters I'd like to discuss with you.
Okay. When would be convenient?
Could we meet tomorrow?
Yes, that's possible. What time would be convenient?
How about 2:30?
Fine. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Me too. Okay, in your office at 2:30 tomorrow, right?
Right. See you then.
See you tomorrow.
Focus on functions. Suggestions.
语言功能. 用建议的语气和对方约时间见面.
Now let's focus on suggestions. Suggesting the time and place for a meeting is an important part of making an appointment.
Listen carefully.
请大家仔细听.
When would be convenient?
Could we meet tomorrow?
Yes, that's possible. What time would be convenient?
How about 2:30?
Fine.
Gary's tips.
Gary 提示. 我们的商务语言专家 Gary 今天要讲的是用什么样的语言表达方式提建议。
Now it's time for Gary's Tips with Gary Angleton.
Hello, Elizabeth. Today, I'll be talking about how to make suggestions. In the business dialogue, Mr. Bliss asks Ms. Milton to suggest a day for their meeting. He asks her, when would be convenient? Listen to the conversation. Notice how Ms. Milton uses the expression, could we meet, to suggest a day for the meeting.
I'm calling to see if we can arrange a meeting. There are several matters I'd like to discuss with you.
Okay. When would be convenient?
Could we meet tomorrow?
Yes, that's possible.
Saying, could we, is one way to make a suggestion. Another good way to make a suggestion is to say, how about? Let's listen.
What time would be convenient?
How about 2:30?
Fine.
You can also make a suggestion by mentioning a time and then asking, how does that sound? Listen to the conversation between Mr. Epstein and Mr. Blake. Listen for the expression, how does that sound? Or, how's that sound?
I'll tell you what. I'm free after 11 o'clock. How's that sound?
That sounds fine with me.
Thanks for joining us today for Gary's Tips. We'll see you again next time.
Thanks, Gary.
Could we? How about?
我们也可以先提出建议，然后再问对方。
How's that sound?
对方如果同意你的建议，一般会说
That sounds fine with me.
下面我们再听一遍 Gary 的提示。
Now it's time for Gary's Tips with Gary Angleton.
Hello, Elizabeth. Today, I'll be talking about how to make suggestions. In the business dialogue, Mr. Bliss asks Ms. Milton to suggest a day for their meeting. He asks her, when would be convenient? Listen to the conversation. Notice how Ms. Milton uses the expression, could we meet, to suggest a day for the meeting.
I'm calling to see if we can arrange a meeting. There are several matters I'd like to discuss with you.
Okay. When would be convenient?
Could we meet tomorrow?
Yes, that's possible.
Saying, could we, is one way to make a suggestion. Another good way to make a suggestion is to say, how about? Let's listen.
What time would be convenient?
How about 2:30?
Fine.
You can also make a suggestion by mentioning a time and then asking, how does that sound? Listen to the conversation between Mr. Epstein and Mr. Blake. Listen for the expression, how does that sound? Or, how's that sound?
I'll tell you what. I'm free after 11 o'clock. How's that sound?
That sounds fine with me.
Thanks for joining us today for Gary's Tips. We'll see you again next time.
Thanks, Gary.
各位听众，今天我们重点学习了打电话约时间见面应当使用什么语言，或者说用什么表达方式提出建议。例如
Well, I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting for tomorrow sometime.
I'm free after 11 o'clock. How's that sound?
Well, our time is up. Tune in again next time for Functioning in Business. See you then.
今天的商务通英语就播讲到这里，谢谢各位收听，我们下次再见。
For further study, a Functioning in Business study kit is available from your local bookstore.
为了帮助学习，商务通英语备有课本和录音带，整套辅导学习材料，听众可以去本地的书店购买。
各位听众，因出现无症状感染者，河南省涯县星期三宣布全面实行封村封小区措施。网上流出的文件指出，所有村小区均只能保留一个出入口，所有人员要凭证件出入，测量体温，佩戴口罩，三者缺一不可。文件还说，需要居家隔离的人员要全部居家隔离，并需从严格落实隔离措施，必要的可以张贴封条。河南省漯河市3月28日报告了一例新增新冠肺炎本地确诊病例。当地政府表示，这名感染者曾与涯县的医生有过接触，后经新冠检测，这几名医生的检测结果均呈阳性，但他们没有表现出任何症状。无症状感染者存在着传播风险，中国国家卫健委表示，目前处于观察期的无症状新冠肺炎病人有1367例，但据香港南华早报报道，中国政府内部文件显示，在今年2月底，这类感染者的总数超过 4.3 万人。美国情报委员会的一份机密报告显示，中国隐瞒了境内新型冠状病毒的严重程度。三名美国官员向彭博社证实，这份报告已经交给了白宫。报告得出的结论是，中国政府对新型冠状病毒病例总数和中国死于该病毒的人数都存在瞒报。新型冠状病毒疫情于2019年底在中国湖北省爆发，中国公开报告的病例约为 8.2 万例，死亡人数为3300人。本月早些时候，中国宣布武汉市新增确诊病例首次实现零报告。相比之下，据约翰斯霍普金斯大学汇编的数据，美国已经有超过20万例病人，超过4400人死亡。然而外界对于中国公布的数据仍然有相当大的怀疑。中国政府曾多次修订病例统计方法，连续几周将无症状感染者排除在外，直到本周才公布超过1500例无症状感染者。一名美国众议院众议员呼吁美国国务院调查三名试图揭露武汉疫情真相的中国公民记者失踪事件。来自印第安纳州的共和党众议员吉姆·班克斯在日期为3月31日的信中请求美国政府调查方斌、陈秋实和李泽华。据报道，他们三人在网上公布了自己拍摄的有关武汉疫情的视频后失去音讯。他们的视频显示了拥挤的医院和堆入巴士的尸体。班克斯写道，所有三人都明白独立报道中国新冠病毒所承受的个人风险，但他们还是这样去做了。他说，他们三人被中国当局监禁，甚至情况可能更糟。他在推文中还说，在我们对这次疫情起源和中共随后的掩盖调查的一部分，美国应当向中国政府施加压力，来找到这些记者并保证他们的安全。人权团体要求中国立即停止借抗议之名打压网上的言论自由，释放在疫情期间被拘押的公民记者和敢言的批评人士。中国人权捍卫者4月1日发布调查报告说，中国借抗议之名拘留并强迫失踪独立记者和批评人士，封锁独立报道，删除网上关键信息，监督媒体，阻碍信息分享，并惩治吹哨人等，加紧镇压网络言论自由。报告批评中国实施的网上监控也对政府最初掩盖疫情的努力发挥了重要作用，导致延缓紧急反应和人员丧生。报告说，中国公安部在2月21日宣布对5111起编造和故意散布虚假有害信息的案件进行了处理或惩治，但没有公布细节。中国人权捍卫者根据公开报道和政府文件记录了其中的897起案件，罪名包括传播不实信息、扰乱公共秩序、泄露公民隐私、煽动颠覆国家政权和寻衅滋事等。其中传播不实信息、扰乱公共秩序占比高达93%。
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Moore. Welcome to Functioning in Business.
各位听众好，我是杨晨。欢迎收听商务通英语。
Functioning in Business is an intermediate-level business English course with a focus on American business practices and culture.
商务通英语是中等程度的商务英语课程。课程题材以美国的商务实践和文化为主，通过电台播音室里的采访和绘画讲授美国英语。
Today's unit is Making an Appointment, Part 1. This program focuses on telephone language and making an appointment.
今天这一课的题目是电话预约第一部分，重点讲打电话约时间见面应当使用什么语言。
Interview
电话采访。今天接受采访的是国际机器人公司的 Charles Blake 先生。
On today's program, I'll be talking with Charles Blake. Mr. Blake is traveling on business and has agreed to talk with us by phone. Welcome, Mr. Blake.
Hello.
The last time you were here, we talked about your trip to San Francisco.
That's right. I went to San Francisco to meet with Michael Epstein of Advanced Technologies.
What did you do after you checked into your hotel?
I called Mr. Epstein from my hotel room. I wanted to meet with him as soon as possible.
Well, today, we're going to listen to your conversation with Mr. Epstein.
Okay.
Blake 先生上次到旧金山一住进饭店，就打电话给先锋技术公司的 Epstein 先生。我们再听听这段对话。
On today's program, I'll be talking with Charles Blake.Mr. Blake is traveling on business and has agreed to talk with us by phone. Welcome, Mr. Blake.
Hello.
The last time you were here, we talked about your trip to San Francisco.
That's right. I went to San Francisco to meet with Michael Epstein of Advanced Technologies.
What did you do after you checked into your hotel?
I called Mr. Epstein from my hotel room. I wanted to meet with him as soon as possible.
Well, today, we're going to listen to your conversation with Mr. Epstein.
Okay.
Dialogue.
对话录音。下面我们来听 Blake 先生的一段电话交谈。
Let's listen in while Mr. Blake calls Advanced Technologies to speak to Mr. Epstein.
这段对话的内容是 Blake 先生从他住的使节饭店打电话给先锋技术公司，要和 Epstein 先生对话。下面是接线员常说的两句话。
I'll put you through.
我这就给你接通。
I'll put you through. Mr. Blake is on the line.
这句话有两种意思。如果是 Blake 打电话找人，那么这句话的意思就是，有一位 Blake 先生正在电话中等着和您说话。如果 Blake 是打电话的人要找的人，那么这句话的意思就是 Blake 先生现在正在跟别人通话。
Mr. Blake is on the line.
下面就请听这次电话交谈。
Advanced Technologies, may I help you?
Yes, this is Charles Blake from International Robotics. I'd like to speak with Mike Epstein, please.
Just a minute, and I'll put you through.
Epstein.
Mr. Epstein, I have a Mr. Blake from International Robotics on the line.
Okay, thanks. Mr. Blake.
Hello, Mr. Epstein. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Great.
How was your trip?
I had a nice flight, and it was on time.
When did you get into San Francisco?
I just arrived a few moments ago.
Say, when shall we get together?
Well, I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting for tomorrow sometime.
I'll tell you what. I'm free after 11 o'clock. How's that sound?
That sounds fine with me.
Blake 先生和 Epstein 先生准备什么时候见面呢？我们再听一遍。请特别注意打电话找人使用的语言。
Advanced Technologies, may I help you?
Yes, this is Charles Blake from International Robotics. I'd like to speak with Mike Epstein, please.
Just a minute, and I'll put you through.
Epstein?
Mr. Epstein, I have a Mr. Blake from International Robotics on the line.
Okay, thanks. Mr. Blake.
Hello, Mr. Epstein. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Great.
How was your trip?
I had a nice flight, and it was on time.
When did you get into San Francisco?
I just arrived a few moments ago.
Say, when shall we get together?
Well, I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting for tomorrow sometime.
I'll tell you what. I'm free after 11 o'clock. How's that sound?
That sounds fine with me.
Variations. Listen to these variations.
词句代换。下面我们来听一些词句的变换说法。
May I help you?
How can I help you?
This is Charles Blake from International Robotics.
This is Charles Blake of International Robotics.
I'd like to speak with Mike Epstein, please.
Could I please speak to Mike Epstein?
Just a minute and I'll put you through.
One moment, I'll connect you.
I have a Mr. Blake from International Robotics on the line.
Mr. Blake of International Robotics would like to speak with you. Interview.
下面请继续听 Elizabeth 采访 Blake 先生。
Mr. Blake, let's talk about your conversation with Mr. Epstein. Do you think the conversation went well?
Yes, I do. I wanted to meet with him as soon as possible, and we were able to set up a meeting for the next day, Tuesday. I was looking forward to talking with him.
I see. Thank you very much for being on our show.
It's been my pleasure.
Let's take a short break. Mr. Blake, let's talk about your conversation with Mr. Epstein. Do you think the conversation went well?
Yes, I do. I wanted to meet with him as soon as possible, and we were able to set up a meeting for the next day, Tuesday. I was looking forward to talking with him.
I see. Thank you very much for being on our show.
It's been my pleasure.
Let's take a short break.
Questions.
问答练习。
Listen to the question.
下面请大家根据前面听过的对话来回答问题。先请听提问。
What company does Mr. Blake work for?
Now, listen to the dialogue.
再听一段刚才听过的对话，然后回答问题。
Advanced Technologies, may I help you?
Yes, this is Charles Blake from International Robotics. I'd like to speak with Mike Epstein, please.
What company does Mr. Blake work for? He works for International Robotics.
Listen to the question.
下面请听提问。
Who would Mr. Blake like to speak with?
Now, listen to the dialogue.
再听一段刚才听过的对话。然后回答 Elizabeth 的问题。
Advanced Technologies, may I help you?
Yes, this is Charles Blake from International Robotics. I'd like to speak with Mike Epstein, please.
Just a minute, and I'll put you through.
Who would Mr. Blake like to speak with? He'd like to speak with Mr. Epstein.
Culture Tips.
文化点滴。这一节我们要回答的问题是，在打电话给一个大公司的时候，应该怎样和接电话的人沟通？我们先熟悉几个词句。
Receptionist
接待员。
Receptionist To call
打电话。
To call To answer the phone
接电话。
To answer the phoneI'm returning his call.
我再给他回电话。
I'm returning his call. The receptionist will put you on hold.
接待员会让你等着，别挂电话。
The receptionist will put you on hold.
这时候接待员会用另一条线和你要找的人联系，所以你听不到他们的对话，只能听到音乐或什么也听不到。
Hello again. We're here with Gary Angleton, our business language expert. Let's look at our email questions, Gary.
All right.
We have an interesting question today about using telephones in business. A listener writes, when I make a telephone call to a big company, what should I say to the person who answers the phone?
That is a very good question. At big companies, the people who answer the telephones are called receptionists. You have to tell the receptionist who you are and who you want to speak with. You may also have to give some information about the purpose of the call.
Could you explain that again?
Sure. Here are the three things you should do. First, be sure to identify yourself and the name of your company. Use the expression, this is. For example, when I call, I say, this is Gary Angleton from Culture Tips. Next, tell the receptionist who you want to speak to. The best way to say it is, I would like to speak to, and then the person's name.
That's not so difficult.
Then you can give some information about the purpose of your call. This is especially important if the person may not remember who you are. For example, you could say, I met him in Hong Kong last year, and he suggested I call when I came to town.
Yes, that makes sense.
One more tip. If the person called you first, be sure to say, I'm returning his call. That tells the receptionist that the person wants to talk to you.
What happens next?
After you give your information, the receptionist will put you on hold. That means that you have to wait while the receptionist tries to find the person. The receptionist will usually say, please hold, or one moment, please. While you are on hold, you may hear some music or just a period of silence. Don't hang up.
Thanks, Gary. That was very helpful.
I'm always glad to help.
在大公司一般都有总机，负责接电话、转电话的人是这个公司的接待员。你首先要向这位接待员清楚地介绍你自己。
This is Gary Angleton from Culture Tips.
告诉他你打电话的目的。
I would like to speak to...
如果你是给这个公司的人回电话，一定要告诉接待员。
I'm returning his call.
这样接待员就明白是他们公司的人在找你。接待员在帮你找人的时候会说
Please hold
或
One moment please
让你稍后。下面我们再听听 Gary 的解释。
Hello again. We're here with Gary Angleton, our business language expert. Let's look at our email questions, Gary.
All right.
We have an interesting question today about using telephones in business. A listener writes, when I make a telephone call to a big company, what should I say to the person who answers the phone?
That is a very good question. At big companies, the people who answer the telephones are called receptionists. You have to tell the receptionist who you are and who you want to speak with. You may also have to give some information about the purpose of the call.
Could you explain that again?
Sure. Here are the three things you should do. First, be sure to identify yourself and the name of your company. Use the expression, this is. For example, when I call, I say, this is Gary Angleton from Culture Tips. Next, tell the receptionist who you want to speak to. The best way to say it is, I would like to speak to, and then the person's name.
That's not so difficult.
Then you can give some information about the purpose of your call. This is especially important if the person may not remember who you are. For example, you could say, I met him in Hong Kong last year, and he suggested I call when I came to town.
Yes, that makes sense.
One more tip. If the person called you first, be sure to say, I'm returning his call. That tells the receptionist that the person wants to talk to you.
What happens next?
After you give your information, the receptionist will put you on hold. That means that you have to wait
while the receptionist tries to find the person. The receptionist will usually say, "Please hold," or "One moment, please." While you are on hold, you may hear some music or just a period of silence. Don't hang up.
Thanks, Gary. That was very helpful.
I'm always glad to help.
Sentence completion.
完成句子的练习.
Listen. Complete the sentence.
请大家先听一句没有完成的句子, 然后把它完成.
A person who answers telephones is called a receptionist. A person who answers telephones is called a receptionist. In a business call, the first thing you should do is to identify yourself. In a business call, the first thing you should do is to identify yourself. After you give your information, the receptionist will put you on hold. After you give your information, the receptionist will put you on hold.
Business dialogue.
商务对话. 请听一位工商界女士打电话和对方约时间见面。我们先来熟悉几个词句。
Arrange a meeting.
约时间会面。
Arrange a meeting. There are several matters I'd like to discuss with you.
有几件事情想跟你讨论一下。There
are several matters I'd like to discuss with you. What time would be convenient?
什么时间合适?
What time would be convenient? Convenient.
便利、合适、方便. 这个词的拼法是 C-O-N-V-E-N-I-E-N-T. 现在请听对话.
Let's listen to today's business dialogue. We'll hear a businesswoman calling to make an appointment.
Weber Industries, may I help you?
Yes, this is Roberta Milton.
This is Sam Bliss speaking. How are you, Miss Milton?
Fine, and you?
Just fine, thank you.
I'm calling to see if we can arrange a meeting. There are several matters I'd like to discuss with you.
Okay. When would be convenient?
Could we meet tomorrow?
Yes, that's possible. What time would be convenient?
How about 2:30?
Fine. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Me too. Okay, in your office at 2:30 tomorrow, right?
Right. See you then.
See you tomorrow. I'm calling to see if we can arrange a meeting.
我这次打电话是想商量一下。 我们能不能约时间见面? 我们再听一遍对话。
Let's listen to today's business dialogue. We'll hear a businesswoman calling to make an appointment.
Weber Industries, may I help you?
Yes, this is Roberta Milton.
This is Sam Bliss speaking. How are you, Miss Milton?
Fine, and you?
Just fine, thank you.
I'm calling to see if we can arrange a meeting. There are several matters I'd like to discuss with you.
Okay. When would be convenient?
Could we meet tomorrow?
Yes, that's possible. What time would be convenient?
How about 2:30?
Fine. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Me too. Okay, in your office at 2:30 tomorrow, right?
Right. See you then.
See you tomorrow.
Focus on functions. Suggestions.
语言功能. 用建议的语气和对方约时间见面.
Now let's focus on suggestions. Suggesting the time and place for a meeting is an important part of making an appointment.
Listen carefully.
请大家仔细听.
When would be convenient?
Could we meet tomorrow?
Yes, that's possible. What time would be convenient?
How about 2:30?
Fine.
Gary's tips.
Gary 提示。 今天要讲的是用什么样的语言表达方式提建议。
Now it's time for Gary's Tips with Gary Angleton.
Hello, Elizabeth. Today I'll be talking about how to make suggestions. In the business dialogue, Mr. Bliss asks Ms. Milton to suggest a day for their meeting. He asks her, when would be convenient? Listen to the conversation. Notice how Ms. Milton uses the expression, could we meet, to suggest a day for the meeting.
I'm calling to see if we can arrange a meeting. There are several matters I'd like to discuss with you.
Okay. When would be convenient?
Could we meet tomorrow?
Yes, that's possible.
Saying, could we, is one way to make a suggestion. Another good way to make a suggestion is to say, how about? Let's listen.
What time would be convenient?
How about 2:30?
Fine.
You can also make a suggestion,by mentioning a time and then asking, how does that sound? Listen to the conversation between Mr. Epstein and Mr. Blake. Listen for the expression, how does that sound? Or, how's that sound?
I'll tell you what. I'm free after 11 o'clock. How's that sound?
That sounds fine with me.
Thanks for joining us today for Gary's Tips. We'll see you again next time.
Thanks, Gary.
提出建议有好多种表达方法，例如
Could we? How about?
我们也可以先提出建议，然后再问对方
How's that sound?
对方如果同意你的建议，一般会说
That sounds fine with me.
下面我们再听一遍 Gary 的提示。
Now it's time for Gary's Tips with Gary Angleton.
Hello, Elizabeth. Today I'll be talking about how to make suggestions. In the business dialogue, Mr. Bliss asks Ms. Milton to suggest a day for their meeting. He asks her, when would be convenient? Listen to the conversation. Notice how Ms. Milton uses the expression, could we meet, to suggest a day for the meeting.
I'm calling to see if we can arrange a meeting. There are several matters I'd like to discuss with you.
Okay. When would be convenient?
Could we meet tomorrow?
Yes, that's possible.
Saying, could we, is one way to make a suggestion. Another good way to make a suggestion is to say, how about? Let's listen.
What time would be convenient?
How about 2:30?
Fine.
You can also make a suggestion,by mentioning a time and then asking, how does that sound? Listen to the conversation between Mr. Epstein and Mr. Blake. Listen for the expression, how does that sound? Or, how's that sound?
I'll tell you what. I'm free after 11 o'clock. How's that sound?
That sounds fine with me.
Thanks for joining us today for Gary's Tips. We'll see you again next time.
Thanks, Gary.
各位听众，今天我们重点学习了打电话约时间见面应当使用什么语言，或者说用什么表达方式提出建议。例如
Well, I was hoping that we could perhaps arrange a meeting for tomorrow sometime.
I'm free after 11 o'clock. How's that sound?
Well, our time is up. Tune in again next time for Functioning in Business. See you then!
今天的商务通英语就播讲到这里，谢谢各位收听，我们下次再见。
For further study, a Functioning in Business study kit is available from your local bookstore.
为了帮助学习，商务通英语备有课本和录音带，整套辅导学习材料，听众可以去本地的书店购买。